I'll show you politics in America. Here it is, right here. I think the puppet on the right shares my beliefs. I think the puppet on the left is more to my liking. Hey, wait a minute. There's one guy holding up both puppets. Shut up. Go back to bed, America. Your government is in control.
Read my lips.
Just send your cash.
There has never been so many lies, so much deception.
Doesn't anyone notice this? I feel like I'm taking crazy pills.
Please clap.
It's time for the Mike Madison Show, a new breed of conservative talk. Now, here's your host, Mike Madison.
Showtime! Woo!
All right, welcome to the Mike Madison Show here at 103.9 WYAB. Here weekdays 9 to 11 o'clock. This is the story behind the story, and today is going to be a real illustration of that. I'm all fired up about today's show. The midterms, kind of regular politics, the Cindy Hyde-Smith, Chris McDaniel race has been interesting. We've talked a lot about that, but really kind of at the core of what I really like to do to this show, what I try to bring to this show is an understanding of the news and a deeper look into what are essentially talking point headlines. And today is going to be a great example of that. I saw a headline yesterday on Drudge Report, and I knew what I was going to find if I investigated it. And it didn't take me long. So this is the story behind the story, the truth behind those headlines, the lying mainstream media, and the ridiculous two-party propaganda. This story I'm going to cover today is going to wrap all those things up in a nice little bow. This is Central Mississippi's safe space for independent thinkers. If you've got your red or your blue goggles on, where the whole world is tinted through those two colors, please, for 2 hours, just take them off. Be yourself. Be an individual with your thinking. And then if you use your powers of independent thought and you decide, I have thought about this rationally, I have thought about this objectively, and I want to be a Republican. I believe the Republican Party is the best. Then be a Republican. And if you've done the same independent thought and investigation and you've taken in facts, I'm not talking about emotions. I'm not talking about when Cindy Hyde-Smith says something, immediately half the people say she's a racist. Oh, my God, I can't believe she said that. And half the people just know she's not a racist and defend what she said. And the other way around. I'm talking about just objectively looking at things. Do it with me for 2 hours. I'm telling you, it's a liberating thing. It will free your mind. And then before your buddies come back around, when you go to your cocktail parties this weekend, you can put those lenses back on. I'm not going to tell anybody that you thought independently for 2 hours today. You can go right back to being a Republican or a Democrat at the country club or your poker game or whatever you want to be. I'll never narc you out, but I'm telling you, stuff I'm going to cover today is great. You can tell I'm fired up about it. This is something that what I'm going to talk about today, 99% of people will not know the information you will know after this show, and it should wake people up. Now, it's not the first time I've talked about this stuff. And it is the corruption behind a lot of the things we do. I'm going to unpack it. I'm going to name the people. I'm going to show you where the money flows. You'll be smarter than anybody else. Hopefully it wakes you up. I'm going to start today's show with a segment that I just do every single month for the last several years. Even when I was doing a podcast, I did this segment. I did a little podcast out in the wilderness, just to see if I could sit behind a microphone and talk about this stuff for a couple of hours. Turned out, usually, even my little podcast went long as I sat there by myself with just a purchased microphone and a small mixing program free on my computer. But even when I was doing my podcast, I did this. This is just a monthly segment, and the reason it is because the headline is always the same, the story is always the same, and it's always reported by the same group, CNS News. CNSnews.com. Every month, the numbers change, but the facts remain the same. The federal government collected record total tax revenues of $252,692,000,000 in October, the first month of fiscal 2019, according to the monthly Treasury statement released Tuesday. Despite the record tax collections, the government still ran a deficit of $100,491,000,000 for the month because it spent $353,183,000,000. This October's record, again, these are always a record. Tax collections are a record every month. Now, I've got this show going out on podcast now. Before then, it'd be a little difficult to verify this. But if you want to go back and search through the archives of this show, I do this every time they put this report out. It's always a record. See, we don't have a revenue problem. And that's especially for you leftists out there who think that the rich aren't paying their fair share or that somehow tax cuts have strangled the government of needed revenue for social services. No. You got plenty of money to deal with. This October's record, $252,692,000,000 in total tax collections, was $11,414,590,000 more than the $241 billion, I'm not going to bore with you with the rest of the numbers, in constant October 2018 dollars that the federal government collected in October 2017, which was the previous record for federal tax collections in October. Every month, they collect record revenue. Now, this is coming out of the pockets of American citizens. I want you to think about that as the economy starts to slow down, as we head into recession, and you think, golly gee, what could we do? We need more tax cuts. Just imagine the power, economic power, if they left your paycheck alone. Everybody's paycheck alone. And we made decisions with our dollars where those things went. And for anybody on the left, it doesn't mean you have to stop sending money to D.C. You can still send half of every paycheck to D.C. They will not turn it down, I guarantee you. Give me a call, give me an email. I will send you the address for the U.S. Treasury, where if, for those of us who want freedom and think that there's more productive uses of our money by spending it on maybe our children's college without getting debt, or whether we feel like it's more productive paying off cars or homes and things like that, that actually create other economic activity that creates jobs, it just feeds on itself. Nobody would even recognize the landscape if we weren't taxed to death in this country. People don't understand the purchasing power that is bottled up as it is hurled into the government at record pace every single month as they suck it up and then waste it. Now, Fed Powell, the Federal Reserve chief that Donald Trump put in recently during a question and answer session in Dallas, Powell conceded that the global economy is not growing at the same pace it was last year. But he said, overall, the domestic picture looks good. He described the global picture as a, quote, gradual chipping away, unquote, at the pace of growth, but said it is not a terrible slowdown. Now, here's his beautiful comment here. I'm very happy with the state of the economy right now, he said in an interview with Dallas Fed President Robert Kaplan. Our policy, this is a quote, our policy is part of the reason why our economy is such good shape right now. Well, I got to tell you, he's right about that. He is absolutely right about that. Yet when you print tens of trillions of dollars, when you bail out banks, when you do all of the things that they have done, when you go out and you actually, the Federal Reserve prints up money and loans it to the federal government, in a lot of cases that would be considered things like counterfeiting. It would be viewed as it really actually is, was just really dishonest, and it just empowers politicians to overspend, like in the first segment I read, where they get record tax revenue, yet they still overspend. And again, I will call your attention to the fact this is a GOP Congress and a GOP president taking in record tax dollars and still running massive deficits. But the good news is I'm sure Cindy Hyde-Smith's going to fix that, because I have heard her say, she's a fiscal conservative and was raised not to spend more than she takes in. So I'll bet you when we send her up there, she'll be the one to get it done. I'm sure you also have faith in that. When I come back, just to dovetail on this, and I haven't gotten to my big story yet. It's going to be a good one. When I come back, I went back, I'm dragging. You know, I take some stories. It takes me a few days to get to them because I get busy with other things. I went back and listened to Donald Trump's post-midterm press conference. And there's one thing in it that's very concerning to me. very concerning to me, and I'll play that when I come back. Got a lot of other kind of interesting stuff before I get to my big blockbuster investigative reporting story. And our number here for the Mazda Jackson phone line, 601-879-0002. If you need an experienced lawyer that you can trust, contact the law firm of Danks, Miller & Corey. Our lawyers represent clients and small businesses across Mississippi. With over 100 years of combined legal experience, we have the expertise to handle even the most complex legal matters. When you need a lawyer to fight for you, don't compromise. Call Danks, Miller & Corey. You can reach us at 601-957-3101, 601-957-3101, or online at danksmillercorey.com. I know there's a lot of sexy stories out there right now. Michael Avenatti arrested for possibly domestically abusing an ex-wife, if I read the story correctly. Yeah, I mean, I got to tell you, his implosion was pretty easy to predict and fine to see. One of the Dems' hopefuls for 2020 is he continues to go down in flames. It's sad if he actually laid hands on a woman, but I tried to get out ahead of stories. You know, I'm interested in different things. There are people who will go and can talk about the Avenatti thing for 30, 45 minutes. I'm sure Sean Hannity will do it tonight. They'll do it better than me. I'm not going to repeat all that stuff. There's plenty of sexy stuff. One thing that's out in the headlines, I won't spend a lot of time on it, but have you been reading these headlines about Kellyanne Conway in the Trump White House? Her husband is just doggedly anti-Trump. To where now he's setting up an organization of conservative, I can't remember if it was attorneys or lawmakers. I mean, he's constantly tweeting out against Donald Trump. Kellyanne Conway says, oh, this doesn't really affect my home life or my professional life. I guess this is the new, what was the couple? James Carville and, you know, he's the big Democratic operative with the Clintons back in the 90s, and he was married to, I always want to call her Mary Matlin, but is that the deaf actress? I can't remember. Anyway, there was that couple where you just always wondered how in the world they lived together. But they were knocking the cover off the ball financially in the 90s to go out there as this couple, one representing one team and one representing the other. It was kind of unique, and they made a lot of money. I haven't seen Kellyanne Conway and her husband have not cashed in on this yet. But Kellyanne Conway's husband is just virulently anti-Trump, which is very odd. I'm surprised that has not strained the relationship between Kellyanne Conway and Donald Trump. And it brings me to another quick question, and then I'm going to play this Trump clip. What happened to the person who wrote the anonymous op-ed in the New York Times several weeks ago, maybe a couple of months ago now? Do you remember this thing? It was supposedly a senior administration official that came in and said essentially they are the ones that are working behind the scenes to thwart Trump's presidency and to stop him from doing anything bad, what they viewed as bad. It was essentially the deep state saying, we're still in control. There are many of us here that are opposed to Donald Trump, but we're in his administration, and we've got a handle on things now. He's not doing, you know, we've got him under control. You remember this? There was a big dust up about it. I mean, it lasted for, you know, typical news cycle, maybe 3 days, 5 days. Can you believe that the Trump administration never outed this person? Did they never find them? Did they find them and it was embarrassing to say who it was? Or what happened with that? You would think an op-ed given to the New York Times by somebody in the administration essentially saying we are thwarting the people's choice for president of the United States would eventually land in some action. Somebody would be held accountable for that. But no. We moved on to the midterms. We moved on to the caravan. We moved on to Kanye West. We moved on to whatever. See, this is the news just dragging us by the nose to each little story. But it's very interesting to me that that was never solved and never thought about. I haven't heard anything about it anyway. I went back and listened to some of Donald Trump's statements in his press conference after the midterm elections. And I'll tell you, there's one part that's concerning to me. It's not necessarily, I just try to get out ahead of stories. I'm going to tell you a little bit about what I think you're about to see over the next 2 years, and it's not good. The term bipartisanship to so many people who don't understand the consequence of what comes out of Washington, D.C. is so good. They need to get things done. They need to reach across the aisle and do the work of the American people, because those are the people who believe that are the ones who don't understand that about 95% of what comes out of Washington, D.C. actually hurts the American people. A large federal government has never succeeded in the history of the world, and it is crushing this country right now. They don't need to do anything. They need to stop doing things, and they need to undo things, but bipartisanship is not necessarily a good thing. But I'm afraid we're about to see some real bipartisanship.
Sir, it is the worst it is. This way, they'll come to me, we'll negotiate, maybe we'll make a deal, maybe we won't. That's possible. But we have a lot of things in common on infrastructure. We want to do something on health care. They want to do something on health care. There are a lot of great things that we can do together. And now we'll send it up, and we'll get the Democrats, and we'll get the Republicans, or some of the Republicans.
Now listen to that. I'll be curious to see how far Donald Trump can bring Republican, particularly the supporters. Are you in favor of Donald Trump working with the Democrats to remake health care? Do you feel confident in that? See, now, as a libertarian, I don't even have to label that. I think as somebody with just common sense knows, the government's made a massive mess of health care. Massively. For those of you who were alive, what was medical treatment like for you back in the 50s and 60s? You paid maybe $5 to see a doctor. Hell, he might have come to your house. If you didn't feel like getting out, you're home with the flu, he might swing by on his way home or on his way to or from lunch, come by, take a look at you, write you a prescription, check you out. People weren't going bankrupt for medical care. There were charity hospitals for some things, but the costs were contained because, see, the government had not flooded dollars into the healthcare system. When you flood a system with a bunch of dollars, prices go up. People who provide those services say, hey, there's so much money out here, we can charge a little more for this, a little bit more for that. You give the pharmaceuticals a few monopoly patents on certain drugs with government money flowing into it, and you've got the perfect recipe for what we've seen now, which is a complete mess. What do you think is going to come out of D.C. now with the help of the Democrats in health care? I'm telling you, this bipartisanship, and Donald Trump's statement right there, too, was, we'll work with the Democrats on things like health care and Republicans, maybe some Republicans, meaning probably your more moderate Republicans. Your more moderate to liberal Republicans who still believe that the government's role in health care is sacrosanct and essential for a functioning health care system. These are the people that are going to work with Donald Trump to get something done. I'm doing air quotes here in the studio. We're going to get something done on health care.
And I'll make sure that we send something up that the Republicans can support. And they're going to want to make sure they send something up that the Democrats can support. So our great country is booming like never before, and we're thriving on every single level, both in terms of economic and military strength. In terms of development, and
we're going to get into
GDP,
that in a minute.
We're doing unbelievably. I will tell you, our trade deals are coming along fantastically. The USMCA and South Korea is finished. USMCA has gotten rave reviews. We're not going to lose companies anymore to other countries. They're not going to do that because
I wonder if that's true. I have no idea. He may be absolutely right, but I've never met anybody who actually knows what's in the USMCA. Yeah, it sounds like YMCA by the Village People. I think about it every time I see it. We took a bill called NAFTA that had a name, you know, NAFTA. What do we got now, the UMSCA? I got to tell you, I'm not crazy about the name. Be warned, the bipartisanship that you are going to see over the next 2 years, and this is coming at a time where we're already running record deficits. Not quite total records. Right after the financial crisis, they were slightly higher. But we are already taking in record tax revenues and yet racking up record debt. And that was under Republicans. Can you imagine what is about to happen? 2 years of bipartisanship. $1 trillion infrastructure program. Can somebody please tell me where they're going to get that money? They're not. They're not going to get that money. We're going to build infrastructure now and charge that to the same credit card that we're running the bill up on for our children and our grandchildren. You think they're going to cut anything to pull $1 trillion out of the budget? And let me ask you this, too. Let's just imagine a bipartisan bill where Nancy Pelosi gets her little carve-outs for her district, and she's able to dole out some contracts to her favorite campaign contributors, and somebody in North Carolina gets to do the same. $1 trillion. This is going to be the honeypots of all honeypots, only second only probably to what the military gets, the defense contractors. And boy, I've got a good story about that today. But can you imagine what a bipartisan $1 trillion infrastructure bill is going to look like? And if the government tells you it's going to cost $1 trillion, what do you think it actually ends up costing by the time all of the work is done, if it gets done at all? $2 trillion? $4 trillion? $5 trillion? Is that insane? Have you ever seen overruns, budget overruns for federal work projects before? If they tell you $1 trillion, it's at least $3 trillion. I'm telling you, we are about to see some budget busting. The good thing, the sliver of good that would come out of a divided government between Republicans and Democrats is that there could be some gridlock. That a Republican president would veto massive Democratic spending, because you've noticed that the only time the Republicans talk about cutting spending is when they're in the minority party and they don't control the purse strings. Then they're real vocal about how out of control spending is crushing the nation. But when they get in power, they spend even more than the Democrats. So when the Democrats take the House, where spending bills are supposed to originate, you know, where laws are supposed to originate, you would think this could be good for a fiscal conservative, that there'll be a check on that. The Democrats will have their harebrained schemes, and the Republicans will finally stand up and say no, because that's all they can do. And you would see some level of gridlock and spending go down. I don't think we're going to see that this time. I think we're going to see budget busting stuff come out of the Trump administration. Absolutely. And I'm going to watch with very keen interest to see if Republicans somehow justify that. We're justifying right now a bunch of rhinos and moderates in Congress right now that are spending trillions of dollars more than they take in and charging it to our innocent little children and grandchildren and generations yet unborn. And we're getting ready to send them another swamp creature up to Washington, D.C. to help them do it. So it's apparent to me that the vast number of conservatives around the country, and apparently particularly in Mississippi, are absolutely have no problem with this out-of-control spending. You think if they run into the debt ceiling again and there's another debt ceiling thing, you think Cindy Hyde-Smith's going to take to the floor of the Senate and demand that we rein in spending, and she's going to be the lone voice to stop that debt ceiling raise? No, it's going to be Rand Paul, Mike Lee. A couple of those guys will try, and they'll be shamed into, or they'll be just railroaded by the rest of the Republican Party and the Democrats and the media and conservative pundits who say, we've got to pay these bills. These are bills we've already racked up. America pays its bills. Have you noticed that they just keep raising debt ceilings? It makes sense one time to raise a debt ceiling. If you run into a debt ceiling and you say, oh, we've got all these bills, I mean, we got to pay them, so we got to raise the debt ceiling. But then what you do is you stop spending money, don't you? You don't just keep spending the same way and then raise it again and again and again and again and again and keep using the same excuse. But this is what they do to you. They use the same excuse. We got to pay our bills. America pays its bills. They're bills you racked up. They're bills that these mental midgets in Washington, D.C. rack up, yet they put the charge on a credit card for our kids to pay. And Mississippi's about to send another one of these players up there. It is absolutely stunning to me. Now, on the plus side of the Trump administration, he's announced he's getting into criminal justice reform. That's a fantastic idea. I would think it was very political. Now he's in the minority. He wants to do something to impress Democrats. But that's not true with him. He actually has been speaking about this for the last 2 years. I love the fact that conservatives now, this is the good side to Trump love and Trump worship, is that conservatives now are going to be forced, in order to support Donald Trump, to realize the very obvious fact that people like myself have been saying for years and years and years, which is our criminal justice system is broken. We'll talk about that when we go.
Think back to your childhood. I bet you can recall that one person who was always tattling on you. You took an extra cookie from the jar. They told mom. Didn't brush your teeth before bed. They ratted you out. Well, our own bodies are a lot like those childhood tattletales, consistently giving us reports of our health and well-being. Naturally You, a nutrition response testing center, uses a natural, scientific, and non-invasive system of analyzing your body to discover the underlying causes of ill health. Certified practitioners at Naturally You use your body's neurological reflexes and acupuncture points to determine what nutrients your body needs, then designs a dietary supplement program based on your body and condition. If you have struggled with weight, fatigue, or ongoing health issues, Naturally You invites you to join them this Tuesday night for a free workshop. Visit naturallyyou.fit to reserve your spot. That's naturallyyou.fit.
Another kind of funny headline that I'm not going to spend much time on just because it's another red meat headline for people to line up behind. But I heard people talking yesterday that Fox News is joining the lawsuit from CNN as a media organization. If only there had been some talk show host out there who had called out Fox News as the Judas goat to keep conservatives in the mainstream media thinking that they're actually getting the real facts. Oh, yeah, that's right. That's me. I've told you that. Now, I'm going to have to talk to some constitutional. I'll talk to my consigliere and ask him about the First Amendment right for a reporter to be in the White House. I don't think that that's necessarily a right. It doesn't seem to me. First Amendment means that Jim Acosta, whoever, can write whatever they want to about the president. Now, if it's, you know, I'm sure there's lines of slander and things like that that can be adjudicated in a civil court. But the First Amendment gives you the right to free speech. I don't think it gives you the right to unlimited access to everything. That's what FOIA requests and things like that are. And also, if I can make one point that's glaringly obvious to anybody who really pays attention, press conferences by the White House, the State Department, Defense Department, or whatever, are nothing but spin sessions. Reporters try to ask pointed questions knowing that they're not going to get real answers, and this happens no matter what the administration is. A spokesperson for a president of the United States, Barack Obama, had some of the absolute worst I've ever seen, where they just came out and essentially either lied, misrepresented, or avoided questions. It's almost pointless. To watch the State Department say, if you would watch State Department press conferences over the past 20 years, you would think things have been going swimmingly in Iraq and Afghanistan, that we were always on the cusp of victory. And boy, this is a pretty easy deal until they want to boost Trump troop levels. And then they come out and say that, well, we've run into some problems here. We're ready for a surge or whatever the hell they're going to do to send more soldiers over there. Then they'll tell you there's a challenge. The bottom line is it's all spin. Politicians just spin. That's all they do. You don't get the truth from either side of the aisle. Press conferences are pointless. I don't know if they're going to prevail in this lawsuit on a press pass. I'm not smart enough to understand the law to know if First Amendment goes to that, but it'll be interesting to see. But there's your beloved Fox News. There they are. And what's funny, the funniest thing to me about Fox News is that Fox News presents itself like Fox News actually will talk bad about the mainstream media, and they'll call them the lamestream media. You know, they do the right talking points at Fox about the mainstream media like they are somehow not part of the mainstream media. I hate to break this to you. Now, I understand. If you like Trump and you want to watch news, you really don't have anywhere else to go that's not going to just make you angry every time they say something. So there's the value of Fox News. If you want to find out what's going on in the world and click on a television to do it, Fox News is the only place that's not going to make you want to shoot the TV. I understand that, so there's some value. But if you think for a minute that tuning into Fox News is making you somehow really well informed and that you've got the truth, I don't want to be the one to break it to you, but it's just not true. They get close. The closest thing they had was Judge Napolitano's show. Now, this guy is a conservative. This guy actually believes in limited government and real freedom. Very smart guy. If there's any justice in the world, he will end up being a Supreme Court justice at some point. I would feel he'd be someone I'd actually be excited about. But they canceled him. As soon as he really started speaking the truth on Fox News, they cut him off. They give him little segments here or there to come weigh in on one issue or another. But for a while, he had a pretty highly rated one-hour show. And you can go to YouTube and look at the speech that got Judge Napolitano fired. He does a show, What If, What If, What If, and he really kind of breaks apart the whole system, challenges the whole system. As a constitutionalist, he challenges the system. He wasn't long for Fox after that. Fox News is not your friend. It's not informing you. It's okay if you need a safe space to get news that doesn't make you stroke out with hatred for the left and CNN and Anderson Cooper and ABC, NBC, CBS. I understand. But just please, don't take what comes off Fox News and then think it's the truth. And I'm going to break that down for you. It's going to be next hour. I'm going to get to this story next hour. When I come back, I'm going to talk a little bit about prison justice reform because I find this a little humorous and fantastic. Kudos to Donald Trump. This is going to be one of his greatest accomplishments if he's able to pull this off. But next hour, I'm going to get into this Drudge headline I saw. I'm going to show you the story behind this story. It was one tiny little headline. It was a leading headline, though. It's a headline a lot of conservatives, because most conservatives go to Drudge Report. It's a headline that most people will read, and they may click on it. They may read the first two paragraphs of the story. Most people don't have a stomach to read more than, you know, entire news articles. Most people will just see the headline, and they will take it as a fact, and they will regurgitate it out somewhere else. Or they might click onto it and read the first two paragraphs, and I'm going to break down the first two paragraphs too. But then I'm going to dissect it because I'm going to show you what propaganda is, and I'm going to show you the profiteers behind the story, the people hidden behind the curtain on this story. I'll name names. I will prove it to you. I will show you exactly how the elites benefit from brainwashing you into believing certain things. Now, I'm going up against 30 or 40 years of propaganda. I understand that, and I'm going to have 1 hour or maybe just a couple of segments to do it. Or I do this all the time. If you're a regular listener to the show, I've got a little bit of time, but I know I'm going against 30 and 40 years of propaganda because my interactions with listeners sometimes, I can tell they don't believe me yet. So I'm going to chip at that stone one more time next hour. But when I come back, criminal justice reform. Food allergies know how difficult it can be to find quality, affordable restaurants that cater to your needs. That's why the folks over at Your Pie have made a commitment to ensure everyone can enjoy great-tasting pizza. Your Pie offers gluten-free dough, vegan, non-dairy cheese, and non-dairy sorbet. Just ask for it next time you're in line. Matter of fact, just mention any allergy you have, and the folks at Your Pie will go over the top to make sure you can safely enjoy their delicious food. That's Your Pie in Gluckstadt, where food allergies never stop you from being able to express your inner pizza.
Right into this world, all alone. God takes your soul.
All right, call your Trump supporting friends. Tell them to tune in to WYAB 103.9 right now. The ones that left me because I wasn't kind to Donald Trump with every word that he said, that left my show because I wasn't on the team. I'm about to really praise Donald Trump now, so get on the horn, give him a call, or send him to the podcast. Here I go. Donald Trump is doing a great thing here. This is about criminal justice reform, and he's talking about doing this. I'm going to play the first part of this clip right here. I want you to hear some of the people. One of them's a little surprising, but maybe this guy's changing a little bit. Lindsey Graham, one of my favorite targets. He said some interesting things. I still think he's a warmongering neocon, but he's getting on. I think he was, maybe John McCain had something on him. I don't know. I've surmised that there was some special relationship there. That's all I'll say. But he's kind of come of his own. So I was surprised to hear his name here. But he's talking about criminal justice reform. Listen to some of the senators behind this.
Senators Lindsey Graham, Mike Lee, Tim Scott, Rand Paul, and Doug Collins.
Now, what I want to point out to you about that is that while Rand Paul and Mike Lee in particular are Republican senators, the kind that I wish we could get out of Mississippi, but we've decided we, the establishment one here. We like our establishment rhinos, apparently, so that's what we get here. But they're Republican senators, but they are libertarians. Libertarians have been talking about criminal justice reform for probably decades now. Now, I only came into this way of thinking 15 years ago, so I'm a little behind the scenes. I mean, a little behind the times. But they've been talking about the fact that criminal justice reform, the criminal justice system is broken. Now, what I love about this is because Donald Trump will bring those conservatives that have had this law and order lens in front of their face all the time. And let me tell you who else has been behind criminal justice reform for quite a while. A lot of Democrats. They were right on this. See, I've been talking recently a lot about the fact that the left is so bad now. The few things they had that were good about them, which were things like anti-war, pro-civil liberties, they profess some level of love, and the liberals, the true liberals that I know, still are pretty loving, sympathetic, empathetic people. They have a good heart. They've lost most of that, and they've just become a virulent leftist organization. But Democrats have been talking about criminal justice reform for a while. So Donald Trump brings it out, and now conservatives will actually consider it. Now, I will tell you right now, and tell me if I'm wrong. If Obama had made this same speech about criminal justice reform that Donald Trump made, conservatives would be howling at the moon. He's soft on crime. Oh, my God, he's trying to help a bunch of criminals. We're about law and order here. But because it's Donald Trump, conservatives might actually give this some level of thought. Let's see what else he has to say here.
Fantastic people who've worked so hard, and we appreciate very much what you've done. I really do. Thank you all very much. Working together with my administration over the last 2 years, these members have reached a bipartisan agreement. Did I hear the word bipartisan? Did I hear that word?
In this case, it could be good, because this is just like a human rights issue. This should transcend parties and just be common sense. Bipartisan spending bills don't work out so well. Bipartisan government control of healthcare. But see, this is undoing. This is what I'm talking about. This is undoing things, repealing things. And I'm going to make another point about that in just a second.
That's a nice word. Bipartisan agreement on prison reform legislation known as the first step. And that's what it is. It's a first step, but it's a very big first step. Today, I'm thrilled to announce my support for this bipartisan bill that will make our community safer and give former inmates a second chance at life after they have served their time. So important. And
I just have to laugh. If Obama said that, conservatives would be outraged. Outraged. He's pandering to a bunch of thieves. Now, look, I'm going to make a couple of points about this. I don't have long in this hour, and I'm excited to get to my topic next hour. This is a good thing. And it may be where the kind of the blind worship of Donald Trump in many circles may have a good result. So that's great. We lock up more people in this country than any other country on the planet. We have 5% of the world's population. And at least I think it's either 20 or 25% of the world's inmates. Now, we talk a lot about exceptionalism and the wonderful United States. Are we somehow predisposed to crime? See, the problem that we've had on the right for the longest time is it's okay to say we're a nation of laws, that, you know, our Constitution should rule the day, and that, but to be just blanket law and order presupposes that every law that has been passed by a bunch of politicians is a good law. And I made a connection this morning that I think is actually kind of a good point. Conservatives are cheering right now because Donald Trump is removing regulations, right? He said for every one new regulation, they're going to repeal two, and conservatives go, yay! Well, you know what regulations are? Regulations are laws. So what Donald Trump is telling you by removing regulations and what conservatives and people on the right are actually saying by we want less regulation is they are saying these are bad laws. Every law that has been passed is not a good law. So to just be blind law and order presupposes that everything that comes out of a bureaucrat or a politician's bill every time is always in the best interest of the people. It is not. It's not. And many, many people for many, many decades have been suffering the consequence of this. Now, I don't have time to get into it right now, but a lot of this is about the drug war and the insanity of what we have done. Again, we lock up in the freest country in the world. Are we still holding that title? I mean, I know we've actually been falling down the rank. I think we're like the 17th most free society now. But we pretend that we're still the freest country in the planet, but we lock up more of our people than anybody else. How is that consistent? Now, I'll debate anybody on the drug laws. Absolutely anybody. Well, we're trying to save lives, Mike. Really? 30,000 people died from illegal drug overdoses last year. About 40,000 died from legal drugs, pharmaceuticals, just in the opioid side of things, not to mention all the other pharmaceuticals like Vioxx that take out a few hundred thousand people. Cigarettes last year, on the other hand, killed 500,000 people, and alcohol killed 90. So don't tell me it's about saving lives. Don't act like the government is out there trying to protect lives. Because if they were, we could save 600,000 lives right now if you want to go out there and say, we're going to go after cigarettes and alcohol. Oh, but we don't want that, do we? Because we kind of like our wine. We like to have a beer with the football game, Mike. Hey, back off a little bit. Okay, that's fine. I get it. I think you should be able to have a beer if you're an adult and you choose to. But don't pretend that you're trying to save lives by the drug law. There was a police officer today. I have a suspicion about something. I'm not entirely positive, but pretty sure. The last two mornings in my neighborhood, there's a police officer that lives there. And he appears to be, he lives right up the road from a stop sign in my neighborhood. I've got a lot of stop signs in my neighborhood. A lot. We don't have any speed bumps. We got a lot of stop signs. Well, a stop sign is, and the rule of law is, that you come to a complete stop, and then you go through it. For the last two mornings, this police officer, I believe, has pulled out of his driveway, backed his car up a little bit. He's kind of hiding a little bit over a ridge, and then he is waiting for somebody to do a rolling stop so that he can get them for a ticket. Now, when I'm going through this neighborhood, it's after all the kids are gone. There's almost no traffic. It's not a high-traffic area. But the rule of law is, but does anybody think that that Americans need to be needled? I was passing a sign today, click it or ticket. Click it or ticket. And then it says, please buckle up. No, don't say the please. You're demanding that I buckle up. See, the government thinks or tries to convince you that if they just pass enough laws, they'll get rid of all tragedy and all death, and they'll be able to do everything right. Every law that is on the books is not good. Well-intentioned, maybe. I say doubtfully, but they're not all good. Good on Donald Trump for criminal justice reform. Be right back. Mike Madison here. All of us should be flying our U.S. flag. And now's the perfect time to contact a complete flag source to have a flagpole installed at your home or business. For a limited time, all U.S. flags up to 5x8 along with flagpole setups are 15% off. That's 15, 20, and 25-foot in-ground kits, sectional, and aluminum. House spinner poles will keep your flag from wrapping in the wind, and a complete flag source has all of the right brackets. Visit a complete flag source, I-55 North Frontage Road, Jackson, or online at CompleteFlags.com.
I need your arms around me. I need to feel your touch. I need your understanding. I need your love so much.
All right, welcome back. This is the Mike Madison Show here at 103.9 WYAB, and this is one of my favorite types of stories to cover. I'm going to do some investigative work for you. I'm going to show you how the world really works. I'm going to hopefully wake you up and make you immune to the endless propaganda that you read constantly. Now, for some people, this won't be an immunity shot. Maybe it'll at least make you the tiniest bit suspicious. It should wake you up completely, but I understand. I am battling against 30, 40, 50 years of propaganda for most people, right and left, on this one issue. And so I'm just, as I say, I'm just trying to chip away at that stone every time I can. And I ran across a headline on Drudge Report yesterday, and I knew what I was going to find when I saw it. And 99.9% of Americans just read it, took it in as information, and moved on. The headline was, U.S. military advantage has eroded Russia-China threat. That's what it said. If you've ever been to Drudge Report, you know it's just a series of headlines. You click through to the stories. U.S. military advantage has eroded, study says, China-Russia threat. I read this, I saw this headline after I read a story about Mike Pence. Mike Pence had gone out and made some headlines yesterday because he said, and let me pull this story up real quick. The Washington Post's Josh Rogan has revealed stunning comments issued by Vice President Mike Pence during a conversation between the two aboard Air Force One as the VP traveled for an official trip to Asia this week. Pence reportedly said the White House is prepared to undertake dramatic policy changes regarding China if Beijing does not capitulate to its demands as the trade war continues. According to Rogan, Pence went so far as to speak of, quote, an all-out Cold War during the interview. If China wants to avoid an all-out Cold War with the United States and its partners, it must fundamentally change its behavior, according to Vice President Pence. The United States, he assured me, won't back down. So Mike Pence out there talking about a new Cold War, taking on China ahead of, and I know that's pretty popular with people, but I'm going to say, Mike Pence, maybe caution. Look out, because the headline says, military U.S. military advantage is eroding from the study, China-Russia threat. This is what the thing says. So here's what happens. Conservatives are drawn to Drudge Report. See, I'm here to educate conservatives. Now, this is good for the left, too. If you're a Democrat or a leftist, you're being hoodwinked the same way everybody else is. So this is very valuable. It's a very valuable analysis I'm about to give you here. Not really analysis. It doesn't make me smart. It just makes me know where to look. I can find the man behind the curtain. If you'll give me a second, I'll show you who the man, men, and women are behind this curtain. Most conservatives are drawn to Drudge Report. They'll look at the headline. They will take into their brain. They'll see, oh my gosh, the U.S. military advantage has eroded. Russia and China are a threat to us now. And that's all they'll do. They won't click through to the story. And they will take that. And then every time some politician or some talking heads on the network comes out and says, we need to beef up our military, those people who have absorbed that headline, the only piece of information they have in their brain is, yeah, Russia and China's a threat. I saw that on the Drudge Report. Oh, my gosh. I believe this person on Fox News. I believe this talking head on CNN that says we need to increase military spending. We're losing our advantage to the Russia and the Chinese. Now, common sense says, and the first question I would ask is, how in the hell is this possible? How in the hell is it possible that we are now somehow lagging to China and Russia? Do you understand, for every year, this is not a one-off, every year we spend 10 to 12 times as much as Russia. We spend 3 to 4 times as much as China on our military. Can someone please explain to me? And this is not a one-year thing. Like Trump came in and boosted military spending, so suddenly we're ahead of the Chinese and the Russians. No, no, no. This is year in and year out. We are outdistancing Russian spending on military by 10 to 12x. China, 3 to 4 times they spend. So nobody even asked that question. So that's one of the valuable things you should do. You should look at a headline on that and say, what the hell have they been doing with the money? Over the past 8 years, they've gotten something like $5.8 trillion. That wasn't enough for them, according to Donald Trump and all the conservative voters who keep cheering at his Trump rallies for increased military spending. Apparently, $5.8 trillion was not enough over the last several years. Not to mention the fact the Pentagon cannot account for $8.5 trillion. They don't know where it went. But we don't do that, Mike. Are you not a patriot? Do you not support the troops? The same people who will join me when I deride the debt and endless deficits under a Republican Congress will snap to attention and think they are doing something patriotic by saying, yeah, but we don't need to hold the military accountable for their spending at all. They can't find $8.5 trillion. I don't care, Mike. We need to be safe because I read on Drudge Report that China and Russia are a threat and our military advantage has eroded, Mike. I've been engaging with people the last few days who tell me, well, our enemies already exist. We've got to be doing what we're doing because people want to take our stuff. That's propaganda. You're buying into a lie. Do people, other people in the world want to be more powerful and us to be less powerful? Yep, they do. You think people's going to Iran is going to come over here and invade the United States and take it away from us? Are you serious? I asked this question again, and I think it's a good question. You know, I had a caller call in one day, and he said, well, what do we do? What do we do when there's people out there plotting against us and they want to take us over? They want to take our stuff. They're our enemies. I say, well, I don't know. How is it that Switzerland has been a sovereign country for, I believe I did the beginning of Switzerland, it was something like in the 1100s. So they've been around for damn near 1,000 years. They're a tiny country. They don't have a huge military, and they've got massive wealth. How is it that they've been able to maintain for 1,000 years, four times as long as us? It's because people aren't always plotting to take your stuff. Stop being so paranoid. But I understand you've been propagandized to. The Drudge Report told you U.S. military advantage is eroding. China-Russia threat. Okay, so let's get into this. I'm going to show you how that's propaganda, and then I'm going to show you what you should look to in a... You could probably figure out exactly what the motives behind pushing these narratives are over and over again. So if you did actually click through to the story, well, very few people do that. They just take in that little bit of information. If you did click through the story, here's what it says in the first two paragraphs, because that's most people only read the first two paragraphs. Washington. The United States has lost its military edge to a dangerous degree and could potentially lose a war against China or Russia, according to a new report released Wednesday by a bipartisan commission that Congress created to evaluate the Trump administration's defense strategy. The National Defense Strategy Commission, man, that's a good one. Pretty powerful, isn't it? Kind of makes you sit up straight, get a strong spine. Listen to that. Listen to the name of that group. The National Defense Strategy Commission, comprised of former top Republican and Democratic officials selected by Congress, evaluated the Trump administration's 2018 National Defense Strategy, which ordered a vast reshaping of the U.S. military to compete with Beijing and Moscow in an era of renewed great power competition. Ooh, Mike, did you hear that? We've got to boost up our spending. We're falling behind. Again, I say, how is that possible? We spend 12 times what Russia spent last year. We spent over 3 times what China spent. Can you explain to me how they're leapfrogging us? Should we maybe make some changes? Do we need some management changes? Does anybody out there think our military is just inept? I don't. So maybe there's something else behind all this money. Maybe there's something else behind these headlines. Maybe there's something else behind this constant hysteria that we're always about to be overrun, that everybody's our enemy, that North Korea is about to attack us, that Iran is being mean to its own people. Mike, we got to do something. Maybe there's something else behind that, and I'm going to show you what's behind it. Let's take a look. I'm going to get a quote from a little further down in the story that quotes a Kathleen Hicks. Kathleen Hicks is in this story. Well, I'll go ahead and read her comment. Quote, there is strong fear of complacency, that people have become so used to the United States achieving what it wants in the world to include militarily that it isn't heeding the warning sign, said Kathleen Hicks, a former top Pentagon official during the Obama administration and one of the commissioners on this National Defense Strategy Commission. Quote, it's the flashing red that we are trying to relay. See, they're trying to tell you this is flashing red, people. You want to know who Kathleen Hicks is? I'll tell you when I come back.
Think back to your childhood. I bet you can recall that one person who was always tattling on you. You took an extra cookie from the jar. They told mom. Didn't brush your teeth before bed. They ratted you out. Well, our own bodies are a lot like those childhood tattletales, consistently giving us reports of our health and well-being. Naturally You, a nutrition response testing center, uses a natural, scientific, and non-invasive system of analyzing your body to discover the underlying causes of ill health. Certified practitioners at Naturally You use your body's neurological reflexes and acupuncture points to determine what nutrients your body needs, then designs a dietary supplement program based on your body and condition. If you have struggled with weight, fatigue, or ongoing health issues, Naturally You invites you to join them this Tuesday night for a free workshop. Visit naturallyyou.fit to reserve your spot. That's naturallyyou.fit.
One of the things with talk radio, people are in and out of the car. So if I recap this just a little bit at the beginning of every segment, it's because if people are coming into this show and listening to this, I want them to understand the importance of what I'm doing here. There was a headline yesterday that said, U.S. military advantage is eroding Russia-China threat. If you go through to the story, it talks about the study that's been put out by this group. And most people, 99.999% of people, we'll take that in to mean that we're at great danger from Russia and China, right? I mean, that's what the story says. I'm that 0.0001% of people that will actually do the research. Let's investigate who wrote this report. This is how the world works. Okay, so I made a quote. I did a quote here. Let's do this one more time. This story quotes about America's failing to keep up with the China and the Russia. If we don't do something soon, by gosh, we're going to be in big trouble. Again, nobody, not even a reporter, says, you spend about $1 trillion a year, that's including like Homeland Security and the intelligence agencies and everything, on military and defense spending. How is it that a country like Russia that spends $60 billion is somehow leapfrogging ahead of us? They don't ever ask that question, do they? That's why I tell you press conferences are worthless. Worthless. But they've propagandized to you and brainwashed you into thinking that endless military spending is somehow great, even though they're admitting in this article, or at least they're implying, that even though we spend 12 times what Russia spends on our military, that somehow they're doing better than us. They're overtaking us. So this quick quote, this is what Kathleen Hicks says, quote, there is a strong fear of complacency that people have become so used to the United States that, I guess that's a bad voice, isn't it? There is a strong fear of complacency. I can't do a tough woman's voice. There's a strong fear of complacency that people have become so used to the United States achieving what it wants in the world to include militarily that it isn't heeding the warning signs. It's the flashing red that we are trying to relay. That's Kathleen Hicks in this story telling the American people we're falling behind China and Russia, and if we don't do something soon, she says it's flashing red. So here I am as the weirdo. I said, well, that's an interesting statement there, Kathleen. Let me learn a little bit more about you and your qualifications. Kathleen Hicks is a Senior Vice President, Henry A. Kissinger Chair, and Director of the International Security Program at CSIS. With over 50 resident staff and an extensive network of non-resident affiliates, the International Security Program undertakes one of the most ambitious research and policy agendas in the security field. Dr. Hicks is a frequent writer and lecturer on geopolitics, national security, and defense matters. That means she is putting this spin on into newspapers, onto networks. She is getting the word out that we're falling behind Russia and China, and we need to do something soon. Okay, you hear that? She's a frequent writer. She's a propagandist. I'll prove that in a second. She served in the Obama administration as the principal deputy undersecretary of defense for policy and the deputy undersecretary for defense for strategy, plans, and forces. She led the development of the 2012 defense strategic guidance, blah, 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 blah. Okay, so she's with CSIS. So again, weird Mike Madison says, well, let's take a look at CSIS. Now, actually, I've done this before. But for your benefit, let's just go ahead and take a look at CSIS. This is what Kathleen is with. The Center for Strategic and International Studies was cited in 30 articles on Syria. CSIS has ample individual connections to the defense industry. Through its advisors and trustees, including CSIS Senior Advisor Margaret Sidney Ainsworth, Corporate Vice President for Government Relations at Northrop Grumman, and CSIS Advisor Thomas Culligan, Senior Vice President at Raytheon, CSIS President and CEO John Hamra is Director for Defense Contractor SAIC. I've tried to put this show together in a kind of a logical progression. I want you to understand how to follow this story through. So when you see this headline, the propaganda bounces off you. Okay, so do you understand where we are so far? Because I'm not done. Nah, I kept digging. Didn't really take me that long either because I've got a sixth sense for this stuff now. So we've got an article on Drudge. Says we're falling behind the Russians and the Chinese. We need to do something. Kathleen Hicks comes in and says, oh, yeah, it's flashing red. We turn out that she is with CSIS. She was with the Obama administration. And I want you to also notice as I go through this, it's very bipartisan. You want to talk about bipartisan? Look at the war profiteers. They are as bipartisan as it gets. Okay, so Kathleen tells us it's flashing red. We find out that she's been spreading this propaganda for some time as a Henry A. Kissinger chair at CSIS, and we find out that CSIS is run by a guy from Northrop Grumman, a guy from Raytheon, and a guy from defense contractor SAIC. But Kathleen's just one member of this group, Mike. Maybe she's trying to make it out to be insane because she works with CSIS, but this group, the CSIS didn't put out this report. The group that put out this report is called, and I want to make sure I get it right again, the National Defense Strategy Commission. Kathleen's just one part of that. Now, she works for CSIS. Who else, Mike? Maybe you're trying to trick us here. You're trying to tell us you picked one bad apple out of the whole bunch and trying to tell us that the whole group's rotten. I am sure, Mike, that the That the National Defense Strategy Commission, comprised of top former Republican and Democratic officials selected by Congress, I'm sure that they have only the nation's best interest at heart. Okay, let's take a look at that. So this is the group that wrote the report that was reported on Drudge Report that Kathleen's a member of. The National Defense Authorization Act for fiscal year 2017 established a commission on the National Defense Strategy of the United States. This is like a press release from their website. Okay, this is from their website. We are pleased to announce that Dr. Thomas Mankin has been selected by Senate Armed Services Committee Chairman Senator John McCain to serve on the panel. CSBA board member and frequent Fox News commentator General Jack Keane. Now, if you're a regular listener to the show, I talk a lot about Jack Keane. I'll get to him in just a minute. Jack Keane has also been designated to serve on the commission by Chairman McCain, along with other national security experts, of course, appointed equally by the chairman and ranking members of both the Senate and the House Armed Services Committee. Okay, so here we go. So you get a background. This was John McCain's project. We talked about these two guys that are running it, which is this Thomas Mankin and Jack Keane. And I'll get to Jack Keane in a second. If you listen to the show regularly, you already know about Jack Keane. But I thought I'd just do another little step. Let's take a look. How does this Commission on National Defense Strategy fund itself? Golly gee willikers. I mean, these are a lot of important people. They don't take these positions and volunteer great deals of time to that. Somebody's got to fund them. All of these think tanks and strategy groups and everything are always funding. So I did a little bit more searching. And I looked to see who funds the Commission on National Defense Strategy that put out the story on Drudge Report that says we're falling behind China and Russia and they are just flashing red as a threat right now. What do you think I found when I went to go look to find out who funds this group? Are you with me? Are you with me? All right, well, stay with me then. I'll be right back with that. Mike Madison here. All of us should be flying our U.S. flag. And now's the perfect time to contact a complete flag source to have a flagpole installed at your home or business. For a limited time, all U.S. flags up to 5x8 along with flagpole setups are 15% off. That's 15, 20, and 25-foot in-ground kits, sectional, and aluminum. House spinner poles will keep your flag from wrapping in the wind, and a complete flag source has all of the right brackets. Visit a complete flag source, I-55 North Frontage Road, Jackson, or online at CompleteFlags.com. Hey, I want to remind everybody, tonight at Naturally You in Ridgeland, 500 Highway 51, they are having their fall-abration. What if you could cook holiday food that didn't make you want to be comatose for 3 hours after you ate? Didn't make you actually feel sick? I love eating a big Thanksgiving dinner or any holiday stuff, but I don't like to pay the price for it. There are ways you can actually cook food that tastes great, great things that are actually healthier for your family, don't make you feel like crap after you get done eating. Wouldn't that be fantastic? Well, they're going to show you some of those recipes, share those things with you, and have food for you there tonight. It's from 6 to 7 o'clock. This is Naturally You. Go to their website, naturallyyou.fit. It's naturallyyou.fit. Their number is 601-790-2790. Call them. Tell them you want to come. Make sure they got plenty of food for you. And go check this out. You can actually eat healthy through the holidays. And you're not sacrificing anything. I'm not saying you got to go to Thanksgiving and be the guy in the corner that's got a little baggie full of carrot sticks. No, that's not what I'm ever talking about. Live your life. Enjoy your life. Just do it the right way. And you'll actually be healthier, happier, and you won't feel so doggone bad after a holiday meal. Check them out. Naturally You. NaturallyYou.fit. Okay, it was just one little headline on the Drudge Report yesterday, and I saw the propaganda in it, and I knew what I'd find, but I did the digging. So I have already taken this headline, which was U.S. military advantage eroding Russia-China threat. Most conservatives will read that and think that we need to increase military spending because Russia and China are catching up with us. I've already told you about this group who's putting this, who put this report out, and I already tied one of the people who was quoted in the article to Raytheon, Northrop Grumman, and defense contractor SAIC. That's just one person in there. But I keep digging. I keep digging. I wasn't satisfied there. So I looked at the group that put this article out that Drudge Report reported, this group called the National Defense Strategy Commission. And I've already talked about a couple of, I'm about to break down some of their head guys, but I just thought, who funds this group that put out a report that says, oh my gosh, we need to ramp up our military spending because Russia and China are catching up with us? Not to even consider the fact we spend 12 times what Russia spends. They don't even ask that question. They just say, we're falling apart. This girl says it's flashing red. And I've already tied her to three defense contractors. So let's find out who funds the group that put out this story that appeared on Drudge Report as news. It's not news, it's propaganda. I'm going to read this real quick. This is a quote that I just love because I am going to see if I can overcome this. This is Carl Sagan. It's a great quote. He says, one of the saddest lessons of history is this. If we've been bamboozled long enough, we tend to reject any evidence of the bamboozle. We're no longer interested in finding out the truth. The bamboozle has captured us. It's simply too painful to acknowledge, even to ourselves, that we've been taken. Once you give a charlatan power over you, you almost never get it back. I ask you, are you sick of the bamboozle yet? Are you willing to listen to these facts and look at things slightly differently? Because you've been bamboozled. You have been bamboozled with these $700 billion military contracts and endless military bases and spending around the world. You've been bamboozled, and I'm breaking this down for you. If you can take these facts and put them into your somewhere in your brain, you will see the world differently because you'll know how it really works. Okay, so who funds the group that put out this study that said we are falling behind Russia and China and need to beef up military spending so that we can catch up with them? Even though we already, I'm not even going to say it again. Who funds them? It took me about 30 seconds to find this. Let's go through the list. It's a pretty long list. I got a lot of support here. Army Strategic Studies Group, Army War College. It says, this is actually from their page, thank you to our contributors. We thank the foundations, corporations, and government agencies that support our public education efforts. Now, when they say their public education efforts, you can read that to say our propaganda efforts. Oh, Mike, they're just trying to keep us safe. Are they? Well, let's see who sponsors them here. I said the Army Strategic Studies Group, Army War College, BAE Systems. Huh, that's a military contractor. Boeing. Carnegie Corporation of New York. Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency. That's DARPA. Let's see who else is in here that seems interesting. General Atomics. Huntington Ingalls. Lockheed Martin. Northrop Grumman. Raytheon, Textron, And the rest of these are all other Secretary of Defense Corporate Fellows Program. I didn't do the research there. I wish I'd seen that, because when it says Secretary of Defense Corporate Fellows Program, that means these corporations are probably funneling more money to this effort. Do you get where I'm going with this? Am I making this patently obvious to you? An article appeared yesterday on Drudge Report, and people took into their brains from looking at that headline that we are falling behind Russia and China. And the people who put that report out are actually funded by Lockheed Martin, Huntington Ingalls, Northrop Grumman, Raytheon, SAIC, defense contractors. Let me ask you this. Do you believe that these defense contractors, do you think Northrop Grumman or Raytheon that makes cruise missiles, do you think Raytheon ever sees a report, a geopolitical report, and says, golly gee willikers, everybody's getting along. Really doesn't look like we need to do a military buildup. As a matter of fact, the United States is the only major superpower, so there really aren't any threats to us, you know, to the continental United States whatsoever. I mean, there's some madmen out there. There's some brutal dictators out there, always have been, but no one really seems to be challenging us. I think we can cut defense spending. Do you think someone from Raytheon is going to write that report? Do you think anyone from Northrop Grumman is going to write a report that says, hey, looks like everything's going good? Let's take a look at a couple of the people here. One of the top guys at this group, too, is Admiral Gary Roughead. I got to tell you, that's a strong name for an admiral, isn't it? So I went ahead and I saw his name in there as part of this group. I said, well, let's take a look at him. A report released Monday by Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington. Now, this is actually an older story. It wasn't this past Monday. A report released Monday by Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington and the Brave New Foundation found that 70% of retired 3- and 4-star generals took jobs with defense contractors or consultants, a figure that has actually declined in recent years. The report found that 76 out of 108 top generals took such jobs from 2009 to 2011. This story was written in 2012. And a few continued to advise the Department of Defense while on the payroll of contractors. The report cited General James Cartwright, who was elected to a paid position on Raytheon's board of directors while serving on the Defense Policy Board. Admiral Gary Roughead also served on the board while joining the board of Northrop Grumman, earning $115,000 a year. 80% of generals retiring from 2004 to 2008 took such jobs, according to a 2010 Boston Globe investigation. The report didn't find a causal link between the revolving door and specific contracts. However, the report cites statistics showing showing 2011 spending at the five largest defense contractors, Lockheed Martin, Boeing, General Dynamics, Raytheon, and Northrop Grumman, at $100 billion, with at least 9 retiring top generals and admirals taking positions at the firms. Now, you would think that high-level military people would go work for defense contractors. Nothing wrong with that. They know war, they know military operations, and these people are in the business of providing weapons for military operations. That is okay. What's not okay is when these generals leave the military, they go to work for Northrop Grumman, Raytheon, or any of these companies, and then they also advise, while they're drawing a paycheck, and trust me, these paychecks involve, and compensation involves stock, too. While they are sitting on a bucket of stock from the defense contractors, they are brought back into the government at a consultation level. They are coming back in as some level of expert. Now, I ask you, you do your time in the military. You retire from the military and you go get a job with Raytheon. While you're working for Raytheon, you go back into the government. They have you into a meeting and they say, well, General, what do you think we should do here in Syria? Do you think that general who's got Raytheon stock thinks that it might be valuable to launch Raytheon missiles at Syria or any of these things? Maybe it's just a buildup. Well, General, what do you think we should do with Russia? Well, I think we should position a lot of brand spanking new Raytheon missiles all along the border of Russia. I mean, what do you expect him to do? He is at that point a lobbyist and a salesperson compensated by these people. Other person involved in this group is one of my faves. This guy's one of my favorites because he's on Fox News all the time. He is known as a Fox News military advisor or analyst. underneath his name, every time he appears, and he appears a lot, he is on Fox News a lot. His name is Jack Keane. Strong jawed, pretty tough looking old goose. He comes on, and underneath him it says retired, the RET in parentheses, General Jack Keane. Underneath his name it says Fox News military analyst. What they leave off every time he comes on, and he comes on quite often, is that he is currently a director at General Dynamics, one of the largest military services companies, and a venture partner at SCP Partners, a defense-focused investment firm. He is also with AM General that makes the Humvee. See, they don't disclose any of that to you. When he comes on and tells you over and over again on Fox News, and he's not alone, almost every general, every former retired, anything you see on CNN, CBS, ABC, they have a department in the Pentagon. They call these guys force multipliers. They go out there and tell the American people that we have got to spend more money on the military because we're falling behind the Russians and the Chinese. We've got to build up our military to confront the Iran threat, the North Korea threat, the Russia threat. And it's not just the people in these groups. This goes on throughout the government, throughout the media. This is propaganda, people. And I've been dealing with it this week of people saying, well, Mike, what do we do? We've got all these enemies. Well, the only reason you think Iran is an enemy, it's not because you're scared of Iran overrunning the United States, are you? I mean, are you really that daft? No, you've been told Iran is the sponsor of terror and the great evil. You were told North Korea was just going to, for some strange reason, launch an attack on the United States mainland. You were told that over and over again, so we need to beef up our military. This is propaganda. Learn to recognize it. And this infests both these boards like I've been talking about. Now, I have tied this story on Drudge Report yesterday to Raytheon, Northrop Grumman, BAE Systems, Boeing, Lockheed Martin, SAIC. That's called propaganda, people. John Rood, in line to become the next Undersecretary of Defense Policy. Now he's active. When I picked up this story, he was actually being proposed by the Trump administration. He is now active in that position. He's previously served as Acting Undersecretary of State for Arms Control. Now remember this part. And Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense Forces Policy. This is John Rood. This is just a whole nother thing. Because I started to look at the State Department. The State Department puts out a lot of stuff about how we need to be scared of Russia. We need to be scared of China. We need to be scared of Iran. We need to be scared of North Korea. We need to be scared of Iraq. We need to be scared of all these enemies that everybody tells me we've got. People think we've got enemies because they watch the news, and the news tells you you've got enemies. And the State Department comes out and tells the news reporters, hey, we've got these enemies. So this John Rood, who is now the Undersecretary for State he is now the Undersecretary of Defense Policy, but his last job was a Senior Vice President at Lockheed Martin International, where his responsibilities included, quote, executing strategies to grow the company's international business. And managing government relations activities overseas. Among major jobs filled from the defense industry are Patrick Shanahan, a Boeing vice president who is now Deputy Secretary of Defense, Mark Esper, a Raytheon executive who is now Army Secretary, Ellen Lord, a Textron executive who now heads the Office of the Undersecretary of Defense for Acquisition, Technology and Logistics, and Ryan McCarthy, Undersecretary of the Army, who previously worked at Lockheed Martin. Now, what's interesting, and the reason that I even went to this State Department thing, I'm going to get to when I come back. Remember this line. This guy, this John Rood, who came from Lockheed Martin, used to be the Undersecretary of State for Arms Control. Because he's back in the headlines. That's why I looked him up in the first place. On a Breitbart article. I've spent a lot of time talking about the Drudge article. This is another conservative website, Breitbart. Breitbart has this headline, U.S. State Department, : Iran spends $1 billion a year on terrorism. That's their headline. That's what most people take. And the U.S. State Department put that out. So let's take a look at a couple of people in the State Department.
If you're considering renovations, remodels, or roofing, call on Tri-County Restoration. Do you have an insurance claim? We work with all insurance companies. Tri-County offers kitchen and bath remodels, wood floor refinishing, patio and sunroom additions, and is a GAF-certified roofing contractor. And Tri-County Restoration can handle new construction for that home you've always dreamed of. Call Tri-County Restoration, 601-856-2530, or visit our website, tcr.ms. That's tcr.ms.
I base this entire show around the fact that I think people deserve to know the truth, and I'm hoping that people want to know the truth. And I don't know if that's a winning bet or not, to be perfectly honest with you. I think people will run away from the truth if it doesn't serve the ideas they already have. They don't want to be told the truth. They just want you to reinforce what they already believe, even though it's horribly wrong. And in this case, with the war machine that we have built, it's killing people. It's killing our kids. It's killing our kids that we send halfway around the world for this stuff. And again, to recap this one more time, I see a Drudge Report headline that says U.S. military lose advantage eroding Russia-China threat. And then I do the research. I implore you, you can go to my Facebook page, The Mike Madison Show. You'll see a link to the podcast of this thing. Share it with other people. If you didn't hear this whole thing, go listen to it. If you want to, don't listen to my first hour. Listen to this second hour. Learn something about how the world works so that you are immune to this propaganda. I'm telling you, it's propaganda. I have tied this article over the course of this hour from Drudge Report little headline, which most people will see and think that it means that we need to beef up the military again to take on Russia and China because they're going ahead of us. I have tied that to Raytheon, Northrop Grumman, Boeing, BAE Systems, SAIC directly with people's names and what their associations are to this report that just went out. But it doesn't stop there. I saw a headline yesterday on Breitbart. The headline was, pull up my sheet here. The headline on Breitbart, a conservative website, says, U.S. State Department, Iran spends $1 billion a year on terrorism. At a press briefing on Tuesday hosted by spokeswoman Heather Nauert, the State Department emphasized how much support Iran provides to terrorist organizations such as Hezbollah and Hamas. And it goes on through this. I'm running up against the end of the hour here. It goes through here. Here's one thing that is kind of funny, though. Iran spends $700 million a year on Lebanese. Hezbollah gives another $100 million to Palestinian terrorist groups, including Hamas, combined with the money that Tehran provides to other terrorists. The total bill comes to close to $1 billion a year, Ambassador Sales said. Now, here's where it gets really funny. He goes on to say, sadly, it is the Iranian people who are forced to pay this price, he added. The resources that Iran uses to fund its global terrorist ambitions are resources that come directly out of the pockets of everyday average Iranians. The regime robs its own citizens to pay its proxies abroad. They're talking about $1 billion. That's pretty rich. That's pretty rich for us because our federal government picks our pockets for almost $1 trillion a year to fund this war machine that I have just shown you over the course of this hour is infested with defense industry representatives. But I see this, and I see this headline, and it says the State Department. I don't have time to go into everybody in the State Department that has former defense industry ties, but I'll do this one because I did this story a while back. Mike Pompeo was trying to decide whether or not we should continue helping the Saudi Arabians bomb Yemen. Some senators and congressmen are actually speaking up. They've grown a pair and finally said, what are we doing? Yemen didn't do anything to us. It's the poorest country on the planet, just about. Why are we refueling Saudi jets to murder a bunch of innocent people? There's like 8 million people at the risk of starving. It's a genocide in Yemen. And many people, to their credit, within the administration and within different departments, went to Mike Pompeo, the Secretary of State, and said, Mike, bubala, what are we doing here? This is terrible. We shouldn't be involved in this. We don't have a beef with Yemen. And several people lined up on that side and said, Mr. Secretary of State, we shouldn't do this. Now, here's the story. Those concerns, however, were overruled after Pompeo discussed the matter with the State Department's legislative affairs team. The legislative affairs staff argue that restricting U.S. support would endanger billions of dollars in future weapons sales, including a massive sale of precision-guided munitions between Raytheon, a U.S. weapons manufacturer, and Saudi Arabia and UAE, okay? So the State Department steps up and says, oh, no, we need to keep helping them bomb Yemen, because if we don't help them murder these innocent people in Yemen, they might cut a contract. That's bad enough, but then listen to this. That staff, the legislative affairs team at the State Department, is led by a former Raytheon lobbyist. Before his presidential appointment last June, acting Assistant Secretary of State Charles Faulkner was paid handsomely by Raytheon to lobby lawmakers on defense procurement issues. Are you sick of being scammed yet? Are you sick of the lies? I mean, to be honest with you, I've got some empathy in me. I'm sick of the death, both to our troops, the PTSD, the missing limbs, the 22 suicides a day. I feel bad for the brown people halfway around the world that are being murdered, and I have just spent the last hour showing you exactly why we're doing it. It's not for your safety. It's not because China and Russia are some big threat. It's because there's money to be made. They're called war profiteers, and they infest this government, and now you know.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now.